Okay, today's daf is Demai Dav Yud Dalet. We are in Perek Eilu Dvarim. We're in the second Perek of Maseches Demai. The Maseches Shirim are sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel and Avram and Dvora Weinfeld. And we continue, Baruch Hashem, our travels through Shas Yerushalmi. And we started the second Perek yesterday. We're in the Maseches of Demai, which we know touches on Trumas and Maisrus and Maisrus Sheni and Trumas Maisrus, all the Maseches that come up after Demai. Besides Kelayim, but all the other ones are touched on by Demai. Right? Demai is the takana that Chazal made in the days of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, that the many Amei Eretz were Maaser, but there was a Miyat that was not, and Chazal, because of the Chumrah of Tevel and the Chumrah of Trumas Maaser, they enacted that we always have to be Mafresh. And we had in the first Perek some of the exceptions to the rule, and yesterday the Perek started off with certain items that you could always assume, wherever you are, you could assume that this was grown in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you have to be Maaser, and we mentioned that even if you know it was grown in Chutz La'aretz, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, maybe Midra Bani, you still have to be Mafresh, so that there's no confusion, unless there's something that definitely looks different. The ones that were grown in Eretz Yisrael and the ones that were grown in Chutz La'aretz, like the Orez, like the rice. The rice in Chutz La'aretz looks different. Okay, but the Mishnah had a couple of items on the list that only grow in Eretz Yisrael. So, B'chol Makom, wherever it is, and we said from yesterday, the Rama says that maybe that just means the land's close to Eretz Yisrael, the Mari Kirkus pointed out, and maybe the Pashup Shad, maybe it's even outside, but these items were only grown in Eretz Yisrael, so you don't have to have any Sveikus, right? You have to be Mafresh Demai from these items wherever they are. So we are three lines from the bottom. The Gemara asks, really? All the items of the Mishnah, Dveila, Tamarim, Charuvin, Oris Kamon, all of those, they only grow in Eretz Yisrael, and if you find them anywhere else, so then you have to be Mafresh Mishum Demai, because you have to assume they grow in Eretz Yisrael. But Dveila Babotzra, what about Dveila in Botzra? Right, we're going to have all these places mentioned are outside of Eretz Yisrael. Right, the Pnei Moshe says Batzra is an Eretz Edom. It's an Eretz Edom. Right, quotes Pasuk in Yeshayo. Miza ba Edom chamutz begadim mi Batzra. So you see that there's Dvela, there's these figs that grow in Batzra. So why does the Mishnah say if you find Dvela, it has to be from Eretz Yisrael? Shechikahi. Nah, those are crushed. Those are crushed figs, and they're inferior. Vatamarim ba Alexandria. Right, aren't there tamarim in Alexandria? Aren't there dates in Alexandria? So if you happen to find some in Alexandria, it's like where it says, Tikikinin, and those are very thin. Those are thin, so, you know, they're inferior. And the ones in the Mishnah talking about, nice ones. V'hacharuv bibiari, right, aren't there carobs in Biari? So also, why carobs? Gidutu, right, those are cracked, they're not smooth. Alright, so also, v'orez b'chulsa, right, is there rice in chulsa, again, all these places. Echtar hu simuku, no, those are green and red, we're talking about white ones, we're talking about the nice ones. V'kamun b'kifris, was that Cyprus? Right, isn't there kamun in kifris? Akumu, those are, those are not straight, so basically all the ones that are applied to us in our Mishnah are the ones that are superior. So one of these items on the list was what about the tamarim in Alexandria? Right, we know Yericho is the Irat tamarim. No, those are tekikin. What is a Jew doing in Alexandria that he might find some tamarim there? So we know a Jew could live anywhere in the world except for Egypt, right? And for Kodesh HaKodesh, and for the Makam HaMikdash. But everywhere else that one wants to live on earth, as long as it's not a Beis Avodah Zarah or something like that, and besides Egypt and besides Makom HaMikdash, a Jew is allowed to live, right? Except for Egypt, right? That's an Isidarai. So the question is, what would a Jew be in Alexandria for finding Tmarim that they know came for sure from Eretz Yisrael? So, or maybe it might be talking about you find Tmarim somewhere else, and maybe you say, oh, maybe they grew in Alexandria. So a lot of dafka, but it's a good moment to talk about that Isser anyway. We know the Rambam tells us based on the Psukim, right? Mutter lishchon bichol haolam. The Rambam says you can live anywhere. There's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but you're allowed to live anywhere you want, says the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim in Perek Chamishi, chutz me'aretz Mizraim. Minayama gadol hama'aravi, arba meos parsa, keneged eretz kush, ukeneged amidbar. He goes through all the whole geography. Hakol asulis yashiba. You can't. Ubishloshim ekamos as he returns to Loshim Mitzrayim. Three times the Torah says, don't return to Mitzrayim. Lososifin liros, lososifin lashubadera chaze od. Lososifo lerosa. Lososifo lerosa od adolam. The Alexandria, bichlala iser. He has to add that in. Right? Even though I know there's a Gemara in Sukkah, the Rambam says that they used to wave the flags and there are thousands of Jews that live there. Right? It's bichlala iser. And then the Rambam says, for business, you can take a trip there, right? You can take a trip there. The answer is to live there, b'kfius, l'shtakeyasham. And you don't get malchus for this lav, the second that you went in, you weren't mishtakeyah there yet. So it's not considered a lav sheyish, right? So you didn't do the iser yet. And once you decide to stay there, right, and there's no mice. That's the Rambam Shita, and again, the famous question is, the Rambam probably wrote this, he might have written it earlier, but he lived in Mitzrayim, so you might say Pikuach Nefesh, he was the doctor of the Sultan for so many years, and Pikuach Nefesh, right? I mean, at that time, his brother had already drowned in a shipwreck, and he was supporting himself, and maybe he had to make money, and he would have starved. Okay, maybe extreme cases, but the Radvaz already discusses this. We have some letters of the Rambam, where the Rambam writes, signs his name, Moshe ben Maimon, who's violating three sins every single day. Right, and that's these three psukim that he just quoted. So there are, not every letter, but there is some evidence that the Rambam definitely, felt that it was a problem. So the Radvaz was also one of the poskei hador of the time of the Beis Yosef in Egypt, and then he moved to Eretz Yisrael. But he deals with this question. V'im tomar al ma samchu lishkon b'mitzrayim v'yesh b'shekasav shalom asra torah la b'derech hazeh klomar me'eretz Yisrael l'mitzrayim. Some say that the only iser is if you go in the same exact path that B'nai Yisrael went to Eretz Yisrael, you follow that path back. Well, that's one of the pshatim why all of the masos are listed in Parshas Maaseh. What do we need to know them for this iser? So it's, and if you think about it that way, maybe the iser is about, it's an undermining of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We went this way, and now you're unraveling it. Unraveling it. That's the nature of the iser. So if you don't go directly opposite of what they went, okay, then there's no iser. Okay, and maybe that's based on one of the pesukim. Lo tosifin lashuv baderech hazeod. That's number one. But the Radvaz says vein zetam maspik takra de lo sashuv baderech hazeodicha. That one. Aval hanach kara the other pesukim. It just says lo tosifu lirosam odat ol laikal meimar. And then he says v'yishli teitam. The only answer is to go there with kavana to be mishtakeya. But if you go there for business, then you just get stuck there. That happens sometimes. So maybe that's not the iser. Because yordim tchila lo yordim l'shakeh l'schora. V'yavagav de'acharkach nishtaku ein kan lav ela isura ba'alma. U'mibnei torah hatiltol u'miyot harevach b'mizonos b'shar makomos lo chashu l'iser zeh. Okay, maybe that's another idea. That only if you originally had in mind to go down the iser. But if you did it, you decided later. The Rambam kind of seems to say that. Rambam says there's no iser right away, and then if you decide later, it's emo maisa. Okay, there's still an iser, but v'akam tircha, we're not matriach. Okay, fine. For the thousands and thousands of Jews, Rabbi Avad Yosef was the rav in Cairo, right, for the chief rabbi before he came back to Eretz Yisrael. But then he says, v'yim tamar tikshi l'rabbeinu, what about for the Rambam? I ask a kasha on the Rambam, from the Rambam, shari nishtaku b'mitzrayim, v'yesh lomar da'onesu al pi amalfus. Shahaya Rofi Lamelach Vasarim. Vigam Ani Nisyashavti Sham Zman Maruba Lilmo Torah Ulo Lamda, says the Radvaz. Very personal. Vikavati Sham Yeshiva. Vikhiagavna Mutter. Right? But so if you're teaching and learning Torah, Mutter. Vishuv Basi Yerushalayim. But then I came back. Shuv Basi Yerushalayim. Okay. That's a little bit about Alexandria here. The dates of Alexandria that grow there. What if there are Jews growing it? What if you happen to find them somewhere? But either way, they are thin ones. The big, nice, juicy ones come from Eretz Yisrael, our Mishnah tells us. Okay, we continue now. Amar Reb Elazar, on the top of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Lo Shanu Ela. Again, we're going to go with the Ras Silio and the Gruz Girsa. Right? Lo Shanu, which is quoted on the side. Lo Shanu, when are we talking about this case that if you find, you can assume it grew in Eretz Yisrael, and you have to be Maser Demai. Lo Shanu Ela. Ela Bilokea, where's the Gruz Girsa? Min Yisrael. Or we're going to flip it. When do you, would this apply? If you bought it from Yisrael. right? For these items, then you could assume that it grew bebeis Yisrael, and you have to be mafresh demai. Avalokech menagoy vadai. But Rabbi Elazar says, if you buy it from a non-Jew, then you don't have to be mafresh demai. You have to be mafresh that is vadai tevel. Why? This whole Gemara is going to hold machlokas that comes up later on that a goy's bialas does not undo the kedusha of the trumas and the maaseres. Ein kinyan legoy lafkiyem de maaseres. That's the assumption of this whole Gemara. This is machlokas tanoim. This whole Gemara holds that a goy's bialas does not ruin. So if a goy has it, you know for sure he wasn't bought for trumas and maaseres, but it's chayav trumas and maaseres. So Rabbi Elazar says, if you buy it from a goy and you know it grew in Eretz Yisrael, right? That's the point of this Mishnah. So you know he grew in Eretz Yisrael. If you buy it from a goy, you not only have to be mafresh demai, meaning misafik, and only do the trumas maaser and the maaser sheni, you have to be mafresh it vadai, right? That's the Gra's girsa and the Ras Silio's girsa. He has the following. So Rabbi Elazar holds the Mishnah that says you have to be mafresh demai only if you buy it from a Jew. But if you bought it from a goy, it's more chamor. And you have to be mafreshet mishum vadai. And Rabbi Yochanan argues, Rabbi Yochanan amar, lo shan yehi, halokeach mi Yisrael hu, halokeach minagoy d'mai. Doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if you bought it from a goy, you are mafresh d'mai, you are not mafresh vadai. That is the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. So what are the svaras? Rabbi Elazar savar meimar rov eret Yisrael nusud biad goyim. Rabbi Elazar assumes that most of the land in Eretz Yisrael at that time is owned by non-Jews. So it's a chazaka that it grew biyad goy, right? Chazaka grew biyad goy, and we say called the parish, beruba parish, it came from the goyim, and therefore the goyim, this goy that you're buying it from, mistami, he bought it from a goy. And therefore there was never any hafrasha done. And we paskin, this Gemara is assuming ein kinyan legoy, the goy's bailos does not ruin the kedusha regarding the mitzvahs. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar holds, if you buy from a goy, you have to be mafresh it as if it's tevel vadai. Rabbi Yochanan savar, no. Meimar rov eretz Yisrael nusuna biyad Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan says, rov eretz Yisrael is nusuna biyad Yisrael, is owned by Jews, and therefore even if you buy from a goy, maybe he bought it from a Jew. And maybe that Jew was mafresh trumas and maaseres. Or mafresh truma gadola, the amar. So therefore, it's still a suffix. So Rabbi Elazar holds. Again, our Mishnah is a case that says if you buy it, you can assume these things grew in Eretz Yisrael, and you have to be mafresh demai. Rabbi Yochanan says that's across the board. Doesn't matter who you buy it from. Rabbi Elazar says, no, if you buy it from a goy, you have to be mafresh vadai. Right? Because you could assume for sure that he was not mafresh at all. So that is one pshat of the machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, I'll give you another pshat. V'yafilu yizbar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe Rabbi Elazar even holds like Rabbi Yochanan. That rov eretz Yisrael nusuda biyad Yisrael. Maybe everybody agrees that even if most the eretz Yisrael is owned by Jews, still Rabbi Elazar would say, if you buy it from a guy, you have to be mafreshit vadeh. Why? Rabbi Elazar chash lemiyut. Rabbi Elazar is choshish for the miyut. Like Rabbi Meir is choshish lemiyut all over Shas. Rabbi Elazar is choshish lemiyut. The miyut what? Miyut owned by a guy. And therefore, if you buy it from one guy, maybe you bought it from another guy. And therefore, you know, maybe they were mafresh at all. So you have to be mafresh vandai. Just in case. Because he's choshish lemiyut. Choshish lemiyut. Where do we see that? Right? And there's a big discussion in Tosfos. Tosfos in Yevamos. Kuf Yud Tesamon Aleph discusses, you know, do we paskin at all like Rabbi Meir? Kuf Yud Tesamon Aleph. There's a Gemara there where the Tosfos talks about Chayshish Lemiuta Miu Analo Kaimel Rabbi Meir. We assume generally we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir. Afa Gav Da Asi Stam De Masiz Rabbi Meir. Even though there are a number of Stam Mishnas like there are like Rabbi Meir, Bahad Chayshish Lemiuta Filo Achi Lo Kaimel An Kavasei. And he quotes, you know, Gemaras from all over Shas, whether we pass like Rabbi Meir or not. We generally assume that we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir, who's choshesh lemiut. But again, we've spoken in the past, there are different types of miut. There's a tiny, tiny, tiny miut, which even Rabbi Meir is not choshesh for. Miuta de miuta, the Gemara even says that. And then there's a big miut. What if there's 49%? That's a pretty big miut. Right, that's not a big Rameir, Choshesh Lemiyut is probably about the Miyut Amatzui, 10%. But a big Miyut maybe we would have to be Choshesh for, even if you don't buy like Rabbi Meir. Okay, but here, back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, maybe Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan both hold that Rov Eretz Yisrael is owned by Yisrael. And the reason that Rabbi Elazar says, Mafresh Vada is because he's Choshesh Lemiyut, the Miyut Goyim that own. Where do you see that Rabbi Elazar is Choshesh? Where do you see that he might be Choshesh Lemiyut? Kahada, Sirki, like these sirki, what are sirki? So it's the Marafulda. Who sha'ar shall Yishmaelim sochrim. It's a caravan of Arab merchants. Right, that's sirki. That's what the Marafulda says. how he translates Sirki. So a bunch of Arab merchants, Shim is tapekas yom echad min isir. You know one time, right, this story that one time they got from Tevel, from Isser, from Vadai, Nasa oso hayom, hochiach lokal hayamim. Right, so this story is that says that that one day that they got from Vadai Tevel, that is mochiach, that influences all the days, and therefore you always have to assume, because one time they got from Vadai Tevel, these Arab merchants, therefore you always have to assume that. So you see, that story tells us that Choshesh Lemiyot, and Rebbe Elazar Choshesh Lemiyot. Fine. Says the Gemara, really? Rabbi Yossi Boi, are we always Choshesh Lemiyot? But Me'ato, what about the following case? Ger Shebali His Gayer. A convert comes. A Goy comes and wants to convert. I mentioned in the past, I forgot who said it, right? The language is, like here, Ger Shebali His Gayer. A convert that comes to convert. What do you mean a convert? He's not a convert yet. He's a goy that's coming to convert. Why is it called a convert that comes to convert? Like the lashon of gershin is gayer kagan shenol adami. A convert that converts is like he's a goy that converts. No, there's something about that we could kind of like use breira. Like once he converts, we could already see that he was the potential convert beforehand. That his neshama had that idea. So he's already called a ger even before he's a ger. Ger. So ger shebal is gayer. Let's do the halacha, then we'll make a number of comments about this line. Ger, a ger that comes to convert. Ein mekabel moso. Right? Maybe I should never accept gerim ever. Right? We know the Gemara says in Yevamos that there were certain times in history that we didn't accept gerim because we didn't think that they were being honest and truthful. The days of Shlomo and David. You know, when the Jews are on the top of the world, then there's nothing amazing about nothing that shows real commitment about becoming Jewish. Remember in the Megillah, all the non-Jews that were misyahadim, right? The language of the Megillah. But the Gemara says that we're not really ready to accept because we don't think their motivation is pure if the Jews are on top of the world. Most of the time, we're not on top of the world. Most of the time, we're being lowly and persecuted. And so then, if you want to become a Jew, so then, you know, but after we push you, you persist. So then we'll trust. But says Rabbi Yossi, if you're Choshesh Lemiyot, you should never be able to accept any Jew. Why? Because any guy to become a Jew. Because maybe this person in front of you is a Moabite. Right? Ani omer, me'amunu mo'avu, v'nasa oso ager hochiach l'chol agerim. So how can you say we're choshesh lemiyut, Rebbe Elazar? You don't like your mayor, the choshesh lemiyut, so you should never accept any gerim. And we know we do accept gerim. There's a whole parsha of gerus. We do accept gerim. So, it can't be. So it can't be that we would be choshesh lemiyut. There's a lot to say. Let's just finish the line, though. So, Ella, go back to what we said beforehand. So the Gemara repeats, Ella Kaini, Hara Belazar Savar, Meima Rov Eretz Yisrael Nesuna B'yad Goyim. The reason Belazar says that you have to be Mafish Vadai is because most of Eretz Yisrael is owned by Goyim, so that's the Rov. Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Meima Rov Eretz Yisrael Nesuna B'yad Yisrael. Okay, so that is going back to the first shot. Let's say a number of points, though, about this. Very excited. I got a sefer this week. Remember, everything has hashgacha. All about Hilchas Geirus. Right? Sefer Emes Vitzedek. So it was delivered. The Rosh Kollel in Dallas sent the sefer. So in the Hakdama there, he talks about this lashon of Habal Hisgayer. What's the definition of a Ger Habal Hisgayer? So he bases it on the Rambam. Says the Rambam's lashon. Mamish, this lashon. The Rambam's lashon is in Hilchas Yisurei Biyah. That's where he talks about the Ger Habal Hisgayer. B'shlosha dvarim nichnasu Yisrael labris. With three things, Bnei Yisrael came into the covenant. Right? The Rambam says there, based on the Gemara in Krisus, that all of halachas of Geirus, Bizman Hazeh, are learned from the Geirus of Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. Right? That's parallel. So the Rambam says, B'shlosha dvarim nichnasu Yisrael labris. B'mila, v'tfila, v'karban. Right, we know Mila, Tefillah, and Karban. Right, huge discussion, not for now. Where's Kabbalah's Mitzvahs? Is Kabbalah's Mitzvahs part of the Geirus? Is it a prerequisite for the Geirus? Right, the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs that a person does, is it just it's meaningless without Kabbalah's Geirus? This is just talking about the Maisim that you have to do. Mila, Tefillah, and Karban. Mila, Paisa, Bimitzrayim. Kamoshinemar, V'chol, Arel, O Yochal, Bo. Right, we know, in Arel, can I eat the Karban Pesach? And they had to eat the Karban Pesach. So Mal Osam Moshe Rabbeinu Shekulam Bitlu Bris Mila B'Mitzrayim Chutz Mishevet Levi V'Alze Nemar U'Brischa Yinsoru. Right. So the Rambam says that first is Mila, and then Tefila and Artos Damim, and then the Rambam adds V'Chein L'Doros Kishayirtze Hagoy Lihikanes Labris U'Lehistofis Tachas Kanfei Ashchina V'Yakabal Alav Al Torah Tzorach Mila Tefila Vartzalas Karban. So he's Medayek, Rabbi Fried, this Rosh Kolo is Medayek. In the language of the Rambam, he has three phrases. Right? You read it quickly, you think it's basically the same thing, synonyms. The Rambam doesn't use synonyms. Right? Every phrase the Rambam uses is for a different purpose. So the Rambam says, how does he define Ledoros when a guy comes to become Jewish? The Rambam says that in three ways. Kisha Yirtze Hagoy Likones Labris, number one. Ulez Tofev Stachas Kanfe Ashchina. Via Kabbalah of all Torah. Right? What are those three phrases? Right? That's, he goes through that maybe each one of them is referring to something else. Reishis Dover. Listofi Sachas Kanfe Ashchina. What's that? Avram Avinu. Right? Because what was Geirus? There was Geirus before Har Sinai. Avram was Megayer as HaNashim and Sarah was Megayer the Nashim. We know it's not everybody else. So what was the Geirus then? It wasn't about 613. What was Geirus then? It was about monotheism. It was about becoming an Eved Hashem. That's about Bris Emuna. And then, L'kabal Avol Torah. What's that? That's the second Bris. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. So a Geir that's coming is connecting both to Avram Avinu and to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the double Bris. That's the double Bris that a Geir is coming to us. It's kind of like a title. Right? The Rambam, again, the Lashon is, Kishir Zagoy Likanis L'Bris. What's the Bris? There's two Britos. L'stofiv Tachas Kanfe Ashchina. That's Avram Avinu. That's what it was in those days. To come under the Shechina. And number two, via Kabbalah of Al Torah. Right? That's Moshe Rabbeinu. So when you want to do this, it sounds like that Kabbalah of Mitzvahs is part of the prerequisite, the background. So then you need Mila Tfila and Hartzo Azdamim. Nimsa, Mikan Ve'elach, there's not just a Geirus of Avram Avinu Bifnei Atzmo, Rak Mikoach Matan Torah, Ubrisa Shal Avram Avinu Mamshicha B'Yisrael Mikoach HaTorah, V'chulu, and he continues. Then he discusses a little bit Lumdis. Okay, this is not for now. It's amazing. If you think about it, the Besdin of Geirus plays a major role. Because every bris, every covenant has two sides. Every covenant has two sides. I think we mentioned this months ago, right? The question the Achronim ask. Avram Avinu did every mitzvah before he was commanded. Achelo nitna, except for one. Right? He did every mitzvah before he was commanded, except Bris Milah. He waited till he was commanded and only then he did it. Why? Why didn't he do it beforehand? He did every mitzvah before he was created. So many answers given. Maybe Gadol Mitzvah V'Yosef, maybe Shein Mitzvah V'Yosef, so all other mitzvahs you can do again after you command it. Bris Milah you can only do once. So he wanted to wait till he was Mitzvah V'Yosef in order to be able. So other answers as well. But one beautiful answer, I think it was the Sri De'esh, I don't remember, was a bris by definition has two sides. It's a covenant, it's an agreement. So you can't volunteer Bris Milah because you don't have the other side. Right, a bris has to be a covenant. So once it was commanded, once Hashem is on the other side, so then I could do this side too. So every geirus is a bris. So a geirus is coming in. So who's on the other side? So bris is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bezdin are the representatives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that bris, at that covenant. So the Bezdin of geirus plays a central role. There's halachic points about this too, but that's the Ahari Bezin Makabli Abris Mitzad Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and he writes it. La'amod b'mkomu shel nosin haTorah l'kabal asagir b'bris. Says just like where else do we have a bris? A bris mila. So a bris mila is also a covenant between this little boy and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Who's there? Eliyahu Navi, Malach Abris. Right. So Eliyahu Navi is the representative of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, Kaviyachol at a bris mila, because a bris is always two sides. You always need the covenant. So that's how Bol is Gayer is somebody who's coming. Lisovi Tachmas Kanfei Hashchina uKabbalah of all mitzvos. That's just the first page of the Sefer Emes Vetzedek. It's a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch Yeredeya, the Simanim of Bris Mila, and a lot more. Okay. So we continue. Says the Gemara. There's a big discussion, let's just, this Rav Chaim Kanievsky here discusses. So Lamaisa, because of this question about the Moabite, we don't have to be Choshesh, right? When a Goy comes, we don't have to be Choshesh that he's a Moabite. That's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Dalet in Eben Ezer, Ha'idna Nizbalbalu Kol Umos. Nowadays, all the nations are mixed up, right? Since the days of Sancheriv. Lefichach. Amoni Umoavi Ve'edomi Shinis Gairu. If you have an Edomite or somebody that comes and says, I'm from Moab, can I convert? You could say, sure. Why? Because you don't trust him that he's a Moabite. Right? Mutarm Lavo Bakol Miyad. To call the parish, Meruba parish. Because the rule is, whatever goes out of the rove, we consider as part of the rove. That's the big sugya of called the parish, Meruba parish. V'yonotolem Shihu Meruv Umos Shein Mutarm Miyad. Right, and we assume that he's from Rovumos, that are Mutter. You don't assume that he is from Ammon and Moab, who are usher to come in, the Rov. Right, what about the Sirkis, though? What about the Sirkis in the Gemara, right? The Gemara is quoted, one day they got treif meat, and then, so the Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, because there, if you know there's a piece of treif meat in there, there's a chazaka befaneinu, vadai, so that's what's called kavua. If there is a piece, good is lashon. Lo dami lasirkia to hasam huchlak lefaneinu yom echad vaday shekonim in iser. You know they buy. The Rechai could ask in the bottom of Yudam and Aleph. You know they buy from the iser hilchak bunnelis topic iyom zeshel iser hu o shel heter vavi kavua. And that's kavua. Kavua is the principle of something being stationary. And kavua, the rule is called kavua kamechsal mechsadami. Anything that's stationary, you no longer use the rov. Why is that? That's a good kasha. Some achronim say that's the only principle in Shas that is for sure xeris akas if it doesn't have a svara. Just because it's stationary means the rov is ruined, and if it's moving, there's none. There are those that give a svara. If it's stationary, there's more chashivus. Okay. But either way, as Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, in this Sirki case, we would treat it as a case of kavua. But in all the other cases, it's called the parish, meruba parish. Okay. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara Va'od, third line, Va'od min Ada, you also know from the following that Reb Elazar is not Choshesh L'miyut. So either the Gra changes the Girsa to Reb Elazar, so then you know for sure it's Reb Elazar, and if not, our Girsa is Reb Zeira. And the Ma'arav Olda says that Reb Zeira was a Talmud of Reb Elazar. So either way, so you know he must have gotten it for Reb Elazar. Reb Zeira Shalach Le Rebbe Alexandria. Not only do we have the place Alexandria today, we have the person, Alexander. Remember the story of Chazal, that they all promised to name Alexander. We'll see. Shalach Alexandria did Stoka, right? They went to, he sent her a blazer at Stoka, is the name of a place. Elon Niklavsaya. These Niklavsaya. What is either a type of a fruit or a type of an herb? Tahacha, Ma'atun, Misharin, Bahon. So these types of herb or fruit. How are we Misha'er? Rov min Agayim or Ruben min Yisrael? Right? Is it come from a place where there's Rov Jews or Rov non-Jews? Right? If it's Rov Jews, then you're Mafrish Demai. If it's Rov non-Jews, then you're Mafrish Vadai. Amrlei, less anan yachle misharan bahon. I'm not sure who's the Rov. But what do you see from there? From the whole story, you go by the Rov. You're not choshish for the miut. Right? So you see from here that you would go by the Rov. And this is either, you switch the girsa to Rabbi Lazar, so you see Rabbi Lazar doesn't go by the Miyit, or Rabbi Zeira, who's the Talmud of Rabbi Lazar, and the Mara Folda quotes, we had back in Maseches Brachas that Rabbi Zeira is always very machmir. So if he had any Mesorah from his Rebbe, or he felt personal, he would have been more machmir and be choshesh l'miyut. The fact that he's not means that this must be the halacha, that we're not choshesh l'miyut. Not choshesh l'miyut. Right, remember the what I just alluded to before, how are the Tanoim, how are the Amorim named Alexander? How are the people named Alexander? Isn't that a non-Jewish name? Where did it come from? So you remember the Gemara in Maseches Yuma, that Alexander the Great, you know, saved the Beis Hamikdash, and the, remember the Kusim told Alexander the Great that we are rebelling against him, so he goes out to with all of his army to go to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, and Shimon HaTzadik and the others, you know, find out about it, so they start going out. He wears the big day Kohen Gadol, and he goes out of the Beis Hamikdash, and they meet right after the night, right, by Amud HaShachar, they meet, and all of a sudden, right, the Alexander the Great sees this whole entourage, and he sees the Kohen Gadol, he says, who are these people? And the Kusim say, yeah, those are the people, you gotta kill them! And the Alexander the Great says, but wait, no, every time I go to battle, he's my good luck charm. I see a vision of him in my mind's eye. And he's my good luck charm. And he gets off his chariot and he bows down to Shimon HaTzadik. Unbelievable. So that's the end of the story in the Gemara. But elsewhere, there are other sources, I think maybe Josephus, there are other sources that say, so Alexander the Great said, okay, great, I'm going to save your Mikdash, but put a big pesel of me in the base of Mikdash. So they know what to do. They can't put a big idol of Alexander the Great in the base of Mikdash. They said, you know what? We have a better thing. Because idols could break. Idols are temporary. Every boy born this year, we're going to name him Alexander. So then, the Mesorah of Alexander is going to stay in our nation forever. And he says, oh, good. That's a good answer. Right? And that's why we have Alexander's, Bizman Hazeh. Right here. Rabbi Alexandria, that's where it comes from, that story. But the end of that story is not in the Gemara, in the Talmud Bavli. That's in other sources. Okay. Mathisa Messiah Ladain and Mathisa Messiah Ladain, we have a brisa that supports each shita. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, what's the machlokas again? Rabbi Lazar, who says if you buy it from a goy, you have to be vadai, mafresh vadai, not just demai. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, no, you're mafresh demai, even if you buy it from of a guy. So Mathisa Messiah Rabbi Lazar, the brisa supports Rabbi Lazar, hatagar, if you buy from a merchant, you buy from a merchant, m'chol makom demai. Right, if you buy from a merchant, right, I'm talking about maybe a non-Jewish merchant, it's demai. Right, if he was a stam goy, if he was a stam goy, not a fancy merchant, so then you'd be mafrish vaday tevel. But if a goy tagar, you're mafrish demai. Emasai bisman sherov michnaso miYisrael. That's only if most of his produce, most of his intake comes from a Jew. Avalam hayalokeach min agoy vaday. If this tagar, if this merchant buys most of his stuff from a goy, that to be mafresh vaday. So there it is. Rabbi Lazar holds. If rov Eretz Yisrael is owned by, if you know most of the produce comes from goyim, then you won't be mafresh demai. You'll be mafresh vaday. Again, the whole Gemara here is assuming. Ain kinyan lagoy lafkiya midei chumas and maisrus, and it distillates kedusha, and therefore if it's coming from a goy, then you know he didn't take off chumas and maisrus, so you have to be mafrish vaday. You have to be mafrish vaday. That is the raya. That's the brisa that supports Rebbe Lazar. Now we have a brisa that supports Rebbe Yochanan, but this proof and the brisa continues on to the next daf. So we'll have to stop here. Rebbe Hashem, and we'll continue next time with daf tezvav with the raya for Rebbe Yochanan that even if you buy it from a guy, you still are mafresh demai. You're not mafresh vadai. We'll stop here.